Well, what's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building with my beautiful pregnant wife for another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, we are here. It is episode number 33.
Damn, 30.
Coming at you.
I love 33. The word 33. Actually, the number. Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
It's a solid number.
It is.
And it's a biblical number.
It is.
Oh. And it's February 2021.
Oh my God.
I'm like so thrilled that it's February. I feel like January was dragging.
Guys, I just saw in real time action pregnancy brain. The wife, her eyes just like glazed over her head and I looked at her and she went straight for February. But yes, guys, it is February. January, to be honest,
January always has like 87 days in it.
January,
historically.
January felt like another year.
Yeah.
It really did. I do feel that things are getting a little bit better. We have a new president. I'm not saying anything about that, but things have changed. We have a new president. Super Bowl was this past weekend. Tom Brady was the MVP, and the Buccaneers are the world champions. So that's pretty cool.
No surprise there. Let's see.
I know, but listen. Right? Tom Brady was he was traded. You know, I guess they didn't think he had another one in him. And he let everyone out there know that he didn't come this far just to come this far.
Facts.
This man hit another Super Bowl championship and another MVP. I love that story. I love his story and his family story. So big shout out to the Buccaneers, Tom Brady, and his awesome story.
Yes.
Anyway, what's happening with the situations right now? We are filming Jersey Shore Family Vacation. On TV, you guys are about to see the season finale of season 4A. Very excited about that because it wasn't easy to film this particular one with COVID, COVID precautions, COVID restrictions, and obviously the girls would not film with each other. So we had a lot of variables, and every day was a win if we got past that day.
Yeah, so it's the mid-season finale. So the season's not over yet. Broken up into two parts, so it's 4A and 4B.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we're still filming 4B right now.
Yeah.
But you'll see very soon the mid-season finale of some exciting news.
Yes, yeah.
You'll see a lot of fun stuff.
They're going to see real time when myself and my wife found out that we were pregnant. It was very, very unexpected. We went out to film and I guess at that particular time period, we wanted to focus in on work. And, so we brought one test just in case, but we really didn't think anything was going to happen.
Did we talk about this? I just had deja vu.
We might have got into it a little bit in the last two podcasts. I don't know how much details we give and how much details we're going to give today. But you guys are going to find out in the next probably 2 weeks, right? In the next week or two, probably, right, honey?
Yeah, I think it was on the teaser for this week's episode. So maybe it'll be in there. Maybe it'll be a mix of this week and next week.
Yeah.
But you'll get to see a lot of fun
stuff. So when we find out, pretty much you guys kind of find out. And it was real time, real emotions. And that's what I love about our show. A lot of the times for the past 10 years, a lot of those moments are real moments. Especially these past couple years with, going through addiction and recovery and court case and prison and coming out and losing the weight and being my best self. All that stuff was documented. I'm very excited about this whole series of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Anyway, 4B, guys, what we're filming now is going to be a doozy.
Oh my God. 4B is...
Oh my God. It's gonna be
a doozy. Even have words for what 4B is right now.
4B goes back to old Jersey Shore shit because that's what's happening right now.
Really?
Some wild shit's happening. And,
I guess so. It really is.
It really is. Before A was us really trying to push forward. We were really trying to save the family. The girls really didn't want to speak to each other. They were really... kind of putting everything on the line, and the boys did the same thing. We put everything on the line to save everything. Eventually we did, and now everyone really, I think, fell in line and realized what is important, and now we're getting back to making good TV. Also, COVID, I feel COVID's is starting to listen. Is I think it's on the decline, honey.
Listen, we watched the Super Bowl, so it looks like COVID was. It looks like COVID was non-existent.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen,
was that in Tampa? Where was that?
Listen, DeSantis over in Florida. That man is living his best. That's the governor.
Oh.
Yeah, he's living his best life out in Florida.
Yeah, it's like COVID's not happening in Florida or something. And I don't know.
I remember in the beginning when we first started to report on it a little bit or talk about it, Florida was definitely living their best life out there in the streets.
But I also think that in the warmer climates, supposedly COVID isn't as bad. Who knows? I'm so over talking about COVID. Can we just not talk about it this year?
This is current events, honey. I mean,
I'm going to glaze over this.
We're going to glaze over it. Listen, there's the vaccine out in the streets. Some people are taking it.
Oh my God. I think I had a dream we took the vaccine.
Really?
I just realized that.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to wait for it to come out
on
DVD.
And I didn't see what happened. Like, I was really nervous. And like, people didn't know we were going to take it. Like, we didn't tell anyone. Mm. And oh my God, I woke up.
Really? I had a very different dream, guys. I had a dream that my wife was holding a baby, or obviously our baby, and everyone was commenting on how good of a baby he was. And I told my wife this dream, and she said, "What did he look like?" I go, "Honey, I really didn't get a good look. Did Mosey meet him yet?" I go, "I don't know, honey. This was the dream. This is where we're at." But anyway, current events, back to what's happening in our life.
We also got 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Which I think was glorious. If you're able to be home, mm-hmm. if you're able to work from home, if you have food, if you can be safe and have your power and your heat, all that kind of stuff working, mm-hmm. I think snow is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
As long as it's not like a regular occurrence and preventing people from, you know, living, working, and mm-hmm. seeing their families. But then not only did we get 2 feet, we got like another 8 inches.
You going to tell them about the gutters, honey? You going to tell them about the gutters?
I'm not going that way.
I'm going to tell them about the gutters, honey. Unfortunately, our gutters were not able to withstand the 2 feet of snow.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, and they started to bend. Luckily, some people out in the streets, a local gutter company by the name is, you know what? I'm going to pull their name up right now.
Garden State.
Garden State Roofing
gutters.
And Siding, right? Garden State.
Garden State Gutters.
Garden State Roofing and Siding.
Oh.
Came out. They're in Middletown, New Jersey. They came out within a second. Maybe they recognized BDS's voice. I don't know. They came out the same day within an hour, and they helped repair the gutters, which we got another 8 or 10 inches of snow
yesterday.
And they're supposed to come out this week to repair and check on them. So big shout out to Garden State Roofing and Siding over in Middletown, New Jersey. Servicing the situation's gutters. Pretty cool. Thank you, guys.
That's how much snow we got. Like, the guy even said, we haven't seen 2 feet of snow in a 6-hour time frame. You know what I mean? Like, that much accumulated in a short time frame in years. We really haven't had 2 feet of snow in one storm in a very long time. But it is beautiful. We do still have tons of it from, like, the plow. And, like, our whole grounds are covered in snow. So it is beautiful over here. And we're being careful and safe with the salting and making sure no one's slipping on the ice. But yeah, it's like a winter wonderland over here in New Jersey.
Exactly. We are scheduled to film all week and actually all month.
All month, pretty much.
All month for the New Jersey Shore Femme Vacation.
There's a lot happening, guys. You have a lot to look forward to, I will tell you that.
Yes, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it's definitely...
We may have had a slow start to the season.
Yeah.
But I think we make up for it.
It's definitely a doozy.
The tail end.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So since the past year has been the C word, you know that I've been doing a lot of different spa treatments at home because I couldn't make it to the salon. So Barefoot Scientist is the brand that I found last year that I absolutely love. They make all foot care products that are so easy to do it on your own at home, from pedicures, taking care of your feet after a hard workout. And they even have this amazing cool foot peel that takes like all the dead skin off your feet, and then your feet are like as soft as a baby's bottom. So I highly suggest them. Every single product by Barefoot Scientist is scientifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet by using the very best ingredients from science and nature. Best of all Barefoot Sciences products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens, which is super, super important to me. So you know that you're only getting the good stuff. I wanted to talk to you about Pamper Me, which is this set that is like bringing the spa at home. So this is exactly what I was doing all last year. It includes Reboot, which is a gentle foot peel that removes hardened and calloused skin cells to reveal the healthier, softer layer underneath. Then it goes in with Pure Grit, which is a revitalizing mineral scrub that I love. And then, of course, this is my number one product by Barefoot Sciences at the current moment because I am pregnant, so I can't use that Reboot one. But I do use High Dive every single night when I get out of the shower and go to bed. What High Dive is an intensive hydration cream to deeply hydrate your beautifully exfoliated skin. So what I do is I exfoliate in the shower, I slather on the High Dive moisturizer on my feet, and then I'll put socks on. If I can leave them on all night, if I don't get too hot, then I'll do that. Otherwise, I'll leave them on for like an hour or two and then take them off and go to bed. And my feet are like baby soft in the morning. And being pregnant, I really have a lot of dry skin. So that High Dive is really, really working out well for me. So our Here's the Sitch listeners, we have a very special offer for you as a Valentine's Day gift to you. Our listeners can get 20% off your entire order at barefootscientist.com by using code LOVE20. Plus, shop before February 14th to receive a free gift with all orders of $60 or more. So that's barefootscientist.com and using code LOVE20. So treat your feet to some love now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code LOVE20 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Plus, shop before the 14th of February and you'll receive a free gift with all orders over $60 or more. Check it out. Get yourself some High Dive.
Also in our life right now, because a lot of us are home, a lot of us are quarantining and staying away from people and all that other jazz, what did we decide to do in the house, honey? We decided to do a little bit of painting.
Yeah, well, it really started because we have to paint the nursery.
Yeah, very true.
And the playroom, mm-hmm. because right now those rooms are actually like pink and purple mm-hmm. because the prior owners of our house had a daughter in there. So immediately we were like, all right, we'll have to get a painter in here and change the colors. And when the painter finally came, because he was so backed up with his schedule, we decided to add on a few rooms. So we're just, you know, going room by room, doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Well, also, honey, we're first-time homebuyers. You know, we've been in this
homeowners.
I said that. We're about to be in this house for 2 years. It has taken some time to start to get over things, and now we're fixing over some cracks that have been from settling. Listen, guys, I didn't even know that, you know, there are cracks in a house from settling. I mean, my wife knows that, but I didn't know that. But it's really cool what a coat of paint will do, right?
Oh, yeah. A coat of paint's great. It's like getting your nails done. Like, imagine if you didn't get your nails done as a woman.
It really brightened up the house. I guess you're right, honey. It's like self-care for the house.
Oh, yeah. It's like maintenance. It's needed. And we didn't even change, like, a lot of the colors in the first floor. We just had, like, a fresh coat of paint to clean it up. And it feels amazing. And we're slowly making our way upstairs to get to the nursery and the playroom and all that fun stuff. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh my God, the nursery is pretty dope.
The nursery is amazing.
We have a playroom. You have to explain it, honey, because I don't really know too much
about
it.
What do you mean?
Well, there's the playroom and the baby's
his
room, I guess, right?
Yeah, so we're going to have the playroom be like all his toys and like just a little destination place where if I'm with a baby, we could hang out in there. Or once he's older, obviously he can be in there hanging out with friends and stuff. But or like little play dates. But it's just like a one room. We have like a separate room connected. It's like a Jack and Jill bedroom.
Is there a theme for this, honey? Because I know eventually we'll let everyone know who helped us.
I think
us.
I have to wait because I'm working with some people that are helping us
do
it. Yeah,
we'll let everyone know who helped
us
design this process.
We're going to share everything. But be patient because so many of you guys, I love you, are asking us on the Baby Stitch account on Instagram if for nursery updates. As soon as I have them, we'll definitely share. But like I said, it's just an empty room right now and it's like painted the wrong color. So As soon as we start to get movement in there.
Some progress, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see all the updates. We're going to share everything. We're going to share all like the vendors we worked with, any designers we worked with, paint colors, like everything you want to know. We're going to share all of that.
Yeah, and also we're also sharing all this on, you know, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So stay tuned to that every Thursday, Jersey, 8, 7 Central on MTV. What's really surprising, which we spoke about this right now, but we started a page, Baby Situation, and this baby, he has about, I cannot even believe it, guys, but I guess the streets are rooting for the Situation family. The baby has 300,000 followers, and my wife is 6 months pregnant, and he's verified. That's wild. That is really wild. And that just shows how loyal I think our fans are and how invested they are in the Situations.
Yeah, I had no expectations of that page.
Yeah, you've explained why, but.
Yeah, I just made it to have like a memory page, yeah, basically, mm-hmm, so that I wouldn't have to like scroll down my personal page and like see different things and try to find where was I pregnant, where was I here. Yeah. So I just wanted to make a separate page that was like all about the pregnancy,
yeah,
all about the baby. And then I knew that when the, because listen, we all have family members and friends with babies. I know once that baby comes, like it's going to be like flooding with photos and videos and really cute things. And I wanted to have like one place where I could have all of it.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea.
So that's why I made him his page.
If I was that baby and I came out verified at age 1 minute years old, with about, if I had to estimate, maybe 400,000 followers, that's like almost like a savings account these days in this world we live in.
Well, it's going to be like a memory place for him for now.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. Maybe he'll get into business early. Maybe he'll make some, we'll see what he's into.
I'm telling you, it's really,
and he'll make some things.
It's definitely shaping up eventually in, let's just say 10 years or 15, I'm not, maybe 18 years for the next version of the Jersey Shore with all the kids. Because everyone has kids right now, except for, is it just Vinny, right?
Is it just Vinny? I think so.
He may have
some
kids.
Right.
He may have some kids.
Well,
out
Vinny
there
that, and Angelina.
Vinny and Angelina, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Vinny may have some kids out there. We don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, and I'm still, listen, well, I'm not going to say anything about Vinny and Angelina. You guys are going to have to watch the upcoming season, but it's a doozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's happening. Actually, speaking of that, you are, is it 24 weeks today or 25, honey?
I was 24 weeks 2 days ago.
So oh, my 24 God.
24 weeks and 2 days.
So it's time to probably take that progress.
You have to do my photo.
You have to do your progress photo, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the next appointment?
I have an appointment in 2 weeks or like 12 days, I want to say. I have two appointments. I have to do like my glucose test and then another checkup the same week.
All very cool. Very cool.
The glucose test is a little, I'm not worried about it. Like I see so many things online, but it's like a big thing. I think it's like a big, it's a big like time stamp on your pregnancy when you do the glucose test.
When do you go into the third trimester?
In another month.
Oh my God.
I'm 6 months now, 24 weeks.
That's crazy. Because
I think your third trimester starts week 28.
You're about to be like almost 7 months soon, I think.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, don't laugh at me, but there's only 9 months in a pregnancy, correct?
Well, it's actually, you're actually pregnant for 10 months.
Because
it's nine like full months. So that's why they go by weeks. It's 39 weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's why when you like go to the doctors, they tell you weeks. You have to like calculate to get the month amount. But I like to calculate it and find out because so many people that either were never pregnant before or haven't experienced it don't know what you're talking about when you say weeks. Mm-hmm. So I try to like always find the conversion.
And right now, honey, I think that right now we're going to move towards what type of exercise are we moving towards? Was it Pilates or stretching? What we were supposed
to do? Yeah, I was going to start doing physical therapy because I have like some things where it's painful to do like certain exercises.
Yes.
It's just not, I don't know. I'm just like, it's weird.
Everyone's pregnancy is different.
Everyone is different. Mm-hmm. But I'm having like a hard time finding what I want to do because I love being active and I just can't do it right now. So I was going to start doing like physical therapy / Pilates, but like mat floor Pilates again. not anything heavy duty, more like prenatal stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start that this week, and hopefully that will help me out through the rest of the pregnancy.
And we've also started to, do we start ordering the new clothes? Because my wife is, we're filming now. My wife's like complaining of, oh my God, I need new clothes because nothing fits. Have we started to order some new stuff, honeys?
I order and then I return because it's really hard. Like, mm-hmm. It's COVID. Everything's closed. Like, our malls, like, I don't know about where you guys live, but, like, our malls, like, practically closed. Like, the good stores shut down. Like, yeah. Nordstrom's gone. Uh-huh. I mean, we do have, like, great malls about, like, 45 minutes away, but mm-hmm. I just haven't trekked out of the area, really. Mm-hmm. So, I order stuff online, and then it's either too big, too small. It's like Goldilocks finding clothes. So, I'm living in, like, leggings and oversized like crew necks or just like tanks and cardigans and being comfy. But we film a lot of content for you guys.
We do.
So I need a lot of outfit changes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I probably wore like 15 outfits the past week.
You know what?
So you go through a lot of things.
For me, I really didn't. Usually every time we film something, I try to get some new outfits.
Well,
so, I'm looking fresh. But
let me
say,
you're busting at the seams.
I am busting at the seams. I have so much clothes. But this one that we're filming now, because of COVID and things are closed, I've been just using what I've had.
You're at no shortage.
Yeah.
I'm evicting him from the baby's closets.
Yeah.
He has taken over the baby's closets. And once I get in there with the painter and start decorating, mm-hmm. his clothes are getting evicted out of there. Every closet in the house, I think, has your clothes in it.
Well, speaking of, obviously, the baby, which is a very big focal point in our life right now, I spoke to my mother. I don't know if you heard about this, but my mother said that she would be willing to come over a couple of days a week and help us. That's mother-in-law right there. She said she'll bring over cutlets, so bring over some food. And, you know, she'll help us with the baby, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
She wants to come over and cook. She can come over and cook.
Listen, grandma wants to help out. I think that's a good situation. You know, because right now as a couple, me and you, we're going through something we've never been through before. And we're sort of handling it like we normally handle everything else, one day at a time, mm-hmm. you know. And for anyone listening right now, making changes in your life is just not easy, right? Mm-hmm. So we usually go one day at a time, and we sort of the focal point is, you know, the basics. And I always preach going back to the basics, self-care, self-love, accountability, being your best self, doing your best for that particular day. And at night, lay your head on your pillow. And let go and let God.
All right, guys. So I want to share a new supplement. Well, an interesting type of way of taking a supplement, I should say, that I just recently discovered. And I think it's super cool and such an easy way to implement this vitamin into your diet. So AMP Human is a human performance company dedicated to helping athletes at all levels unlock their limitless potential. Their latest innovation, D-Plus Lotion, is a first-of-its-kind gel-based lotion that delivers vitamin D directly through the skin. With limited sunlight during winter and more time indoors, there has never been a more important time to supplement with vitamin D. Guys, I'm telling you, my husband and I go to different doctors just to always check our vitamin levels and nutrition and anything that we may need. And they really harp on the fact that you need to be supplementing extra vitamin D throughout the year, especially in the winter. So AMP Human is all over it with this D-Plus lotion. Just two pumps applied to the inner forearms contain 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 to boost your immunity, improve sleep quality, and support brain function. It's backed by 2-time clinical trials. It is proven to triple your vitamin D levels within 3 to 4 months of daily use. Say goodbye to pills and say hello to D-Plus Lotion. If pills are not your thing and you don't like taking vitamins throughout the day, this is the easiest way to get your vitamin D. Visit amphuman.com/situation and use code SITUATION15 to get 15% off D-Plus Lotion today. You guys are going to love it. Vitamin D is such an important mineral and vitamin for our bodies. You can use this all year round, but you definitely want to make sure in those winter months you are supplementing your vitamin D with something like D Plus lotion. Go check it out, guys. You are going to love it.
Me and my wife have discussed it, and we're going to handle this not necessarily on our own. We're going to take a stab at it, but we're going to have maybe some help on the side ready in case maybe it's too much for us and we're not getting any sleep. Maybe we'll get some night help. We haven't decided yet.
We haven't really decided on anything yet.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone's like, get help. And then as soon as you think about getting help, you're like, yeah, but do I want anybody with my baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I really don't.
I totally agree with that, honey. We are just going to plan ahead just in case you're run down.
I barely let people watch Mosey. I only let my cousin watch Mosey.
I got Grandma Jima on the bench ready to come in.
Well, that's different.
With cutlets, with food. She's ready to help, which is good.
And hence, my mom's going to stay over too. Not every night because she still works, but she'll be part-time by then so she can spend a lot more time here and do that too.
Listen, fail to plan, you plan to fail. Hence why I'm having Gma ready. I'm having, obviously, your mom's ready. We have the painter here getting the rooms ready. Mm-hmm. So the situations, we are, you know, planning ahead. Just like anything else in life, we're planning for the baby. People say you'll never really be ready until that really happens. But I feel that preparation is key, just like anything else.
I think it's a big thing to think of certain things you could do ahead of time. So like the food ideas, which is a great thing because so many things I've read where the sleep is like inevitable. You're going to lose sleep. It is what it is. But so many times you're just like 24/7 taking care of the baby that I've read things where like people were like, my husband was like feeding me as I was breastfeeding the baby at 4 a.m. Because when you breastfeed, the baby eats a lot more often. Uh-huh. So you're just like constantly like depleting yourself for the baby. And then you have to, but in order to breastfeed, you have to stay healthy. Like you have to eat nutritious foods. You have to be really hydrated.
Yeah.
Like you have to, the nutrients.
Self-care, self-love.
But the nutrients you're ingesting are going into the baby. So if you're not eating and you're not doing all of that, you're not going to be successful at it. So
it's
a lot of preparation.
We are also, honey, best friends with the owners of Eat Clean Bro, Jamie and Kaylee. We love them. We meal prep with them every single week. Mm-hmm. So we will have healthy prepared meals in the fridge. That are ready to go and easy, which we use for our life in general for fitness. But I'm sure once the baby comes along, being prepared with that as well is also is key too.
Yeah. And I think we'll be fine. I think we'll figure it out.
Listen, honey.
I'm not so worried. I go through stages.
I'm excited, honey. This is the best time of our life coming right now. Positive vibes only.
Yeah.
And this is what I preach to my wife on a daily basis. I'm like, honey, we need to make sure that you are in the best mind frame right now so the baby is happy. And that you have a healthy and happy pregnancy. And we've been having that, you know. Every now and then, my wife still gets stomach aches from certain Italian food, though.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Like, I'm so sensitive to, like, everything being pregnant. It's very frustrating because I just want to eat all the foods because I'm allowed to. But they don't always agree with me.
Yeah, and then sometimes, you know, you have your cravings for sugary stuff, and then you got a stomach ache the other night.
Oh, yeah, so bad.
Oh, my God.
The sugary stuff kills me. But then I crave it. It's the whole bad cycle.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see how Mosey is with this baby, too.
Everyone says that Mosey is going to just be sitting by the crib.
Next to the crib.
Yeah, and speaking of Mosey, where is he?
He's underneath the table sleeping.
He is underneath the table.
All snuggled up like a sweet baby.
Yeah.
He's smiling. He's like, my parents are talking about me.
Yeah, he knows. Such a smart man.
He's so sweet. Yeah, I think Mosey will just be like the biggest protector guard dog over the crib. He'll just like be sleeping under the crib, next to the crib, looking at the crib.
Do you add,
wherever the baby is where Mosey will
be. Do you add another brother for Moser?
No.
When the baby comes.
Are you crazy?
People ask this.
I don't know why people ask that.
They're like, are you going to get another dog? I'm like, Mosey.
No.
Mosey is perfect.
The only people that ask that are the people that are clueless about life and raising children.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. Because you don't get a puppy and have a baby at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a sounds like a nuclear bomb to me. Like, uh-huh. There's no surviving that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe when the kid's like, I don't know, like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a cute time to get a puppy.
Now, also bearing, they can grow up listen, together. Listen, now that we've been on this talk, everyone knows we talk about self-improvement, self-care, self-love, and current events in our world and in the life of the situations. Are you willing, honey? Are you willing? Granted, there's a pickup of season number 5 of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Will Mrs. Situation let the cameras in for the birth, the first birth of our child? I know the answer, guys.
You know the answer?
I know the answer. Because we have spoken about this. I wouldn't have brought this up. MTV knows about it.
Yeah, but I could always change my mind too. But as of right now.
Yeah, very true.
Because you never know. You know what I mean? It's such a sensitive thing. It's, you could be like, no, you know what? But I thought about it.
Before you answer, listen, this is a big moment in our life, in our family's life, as most events have been in Jersey Shore Family Vacation series. It's been one of the biggest comebacks, in my opinion, in TV or reality TV or anything that I've heard recently. I think you got to have this moment, you know?
I definitely would, to make the memories, for sure. Yeah. To have that. We have so many, like you said, we have so many amazing memories and like milestones of our life and our relationship and our family.
In the series, yeah.
Throughout the show.
Yeah.
That this is the next biggest thing. Mm-hmm. It's probably the biggest thing in our life, but it's our biggest thing until now. Like before it was our wedding was our biggest thing. Before it was our engagement. You know what I mean?
Speaking of that.
It's always something different and bigger.
Yeah.
So I think that having that memory and being able to see like us like in those moments, like right before having a baby or like having the baby and then like the first moments of it just being us as a family would be the most amazing thing to have. I really hope that we can do it. I think that we'll find a way.
Yeah.
I say can because of all the restrictions at the hospitals. So we might have to just be creative in how we get it done with cameras.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We might be having multiple like hospital bags of our own to set things up because there probably won't be people allowed.
Oh my God. Because
no one's allowed there.
Oh my God.
Like you're barely allowed there.
Well, listen, MTV, if you're listening right now, listen, okay? Fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, it's going to be something to figure out.
So we're going to have to figure something out. The situations are open.
But I've seen it happen recently. Like on Total Bellas, Nikki and Brie both had their boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they had them over the summer on camera, fully in both the room.
Yeah.
Even during like a C-section in the operating room.
Yeah.
So they must have found a way to have those things set up.
Yeah.
So that they could get it.
I think we can do it. I think we can find a way. I think it's important for the series. I think it's important for the fans and that they're invested in.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to find a way. We're going to find a way. We're going
to
do it.
What are we going to do about Mosey? We're going to leave him home? Is he going to come with us?
He can't go to the hospital.
Mosey can't come?
No.
This man is well behaved.
I know. Well, maybe I could say he's my therapy dog.
Maybe we can get him on Zoom. We'll get him on Zoom so he can see what's happening.
Mosey will put his glasses on. He'll be like logging into Zoom.
Yeah.
On the laptop.
Oh my God.
Can I see my brother yet?
Yep.
And no, I'll have to have, my mom will probably be here.
When are we? Yes, they're not
allowed in the hospital. I really, really want my mom in the hospital, but they're not going to allow it.
Do you have?
Maybe they will. It's a few months.
Do you have people waiting back at your house and stuff? Is that what you do?
Well, historically, you usually have people in the hospital waiting. Like depending on, some people don't want anyone there. So unless you say like, don't come, don't be there, I'll let you know when I'm ready. But like immediate family, like usually like they come visit you after you have the baby. But like usually your mom, like my mom would be there. I would want my mom in the room with me, but it's not allowed. You're only allowed one person.
Wow, crazy times that we live in.
Like I was in the room when my nephew was born.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, this is so wild. Cool. And listen, this is all very relative because anyone out there, any women or any of the listeners, any of the fathers, families listening, this is probably what they're going through as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting it out there and letting people know that, you know, they're not the only one going through this stuff. Also, when it comes time to going to these appointments every week, BDS is not in the room.
No.
You know what I mean? Because they're just keeping it all very close to the chest and all these precautions. So my wife goes to all her appointments on her own. Obviously, I'm glued to my phone when she goes to make sure all the appointments are going well, which they have been.
Yeah.
And, you know, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. We're taking it one day at a time like we do everything else.
Okay, guys. So we've been spending a lot more time at home during the past year because of quarantine and COVID and all the craziness that 2020 had brought into our life. So it's 2021. Are you still sleeping on an old saggy mattress? Because believe me, with all this time at home, you should be pampering yourself and taking care of your sleep. We do spend a ton of our lifetime in bed, so you should be taking care of yourself even when you are sleeping. If this is you right now, it's time to listen, because here at Here's the Sitch podcast, we have a very special mattress connection for you. Helix Sleep is the brand that my husband and I have outfitted our entire house with. And not only is it in our bedroom, but it's also in our guest bedrooms. And anytime we have guests, everyone raves about the quality of sleep they had from the night before. So Helix Sleep has this amazing quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, a hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there is no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. Mike and I took the quiz and we were matched with a firm model Helix mattress because we wanted something that felt soft to the touch, but definitely very firm because we sleep on our side and sometimes backs. So you guys need to just head over to helixsleep.com/situation right now. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I promise you, you will absolutely love it. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off. Guys, check it out. You're absolutely going to love it. The shortest amount of time we will be in the hospital for, mm-hmm. and I say we because you will be there with me,
yeah.
staying the whole time. Is two nights.
Two nights?
Yeah. And that's the shortest.
And you sleep there?
Yeah.
Where do I sleep?
You sleep on like...
On the floor?
You sleep probably on like chairs pushed together
uh-huh.
in the room.
What about food?
Or maybe they'll bring you a cot.
What about food, honey?
We have to order food. People have to bring us food or you eat hospital food.
Oh my God. BDS is going to have to call his connections in the streets, man. But I'm going to be out in the wilderness.
With the precautions, you're not allowed to leave and come back.
Oh
they
my
won't
goodness.
Let you back in.
So should I pack a bag with refreshments because...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Pack a bag with snacks. Not only refreshments, shower stuff, change of clothes.
Oh, my goodness.
The hospital bag is like a big thing.
What's going to happen with the Moser, man? Moser's going
to
be home.
Well, my mom will probably be here mm-hmm. or my sister. I'm going to have someone stay here mm-hmm. with Mosey. But I have read that people say... Oh, my heart burns crazy right now. I have read that people say to... Because you're there for two nights.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a dog at home or like a pet,
mm-hmm.
have whoever's staying at your house take like the baby's blanket,
mm-hmm.
like a baby swaddle that the baby already was in mm-hmm. all night.
And give it to Moser?
Give it to the person who's watching the dog. Bring it home.
Stop.
Give it to Mosey so Mosey can smell the scent and say, okay, this is going to be coming to see me.
That's my brother.
So that when he meets
goodness.
Him... He's not smelling him for the first time.
This is wild. This is a very exciting time.
They say
time.
To do that, yeah. And I also heard that people said, because Mosey is like my first baby, that when we come home with the baby,
uh-huh.
you stay with the baby maybe like in the car outside for a second,
uh-huh.
and I come in first.
So he can...
And I have to greet Mosey, and I have to hype
God.
Him up like I normally would.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if I come home with a baby... and I don't let Mosey near me,
he thinks he's replaced.
It's all over.
Oh no, we can't do that. The Moser didn't come this far just to come this far.
So we have to look out for Mosey too.
Mosey has been in the battlefield with us for
8 years.
Many of years. Okay, we was taking heavy fire in the streets. Addiction and recovery and court and prison, and that man has been steadfast.
Mosey is the number one therapist in the world. He's the only one that can fix things.
Mosey told me, he's the one that gave me the line, the comeback is greater than the setback. I got that from Mosey. And sorry, listen, I didn't know all these details.
Isn't that a good idea though?
Entailed, yeah. It is.
So that things stay a little normal for him. Because, I mean, things are going to change anyway. Mm-hmm. But just to ease him into it. Mm-hmm. So I don't come home and ignore him. You
Honey,
know what I mean?
By chance, do you have the number? I don't see the number. We usually have it written down somewhere. Do we have the number of the podcast for the fans, listeners, and subscribers? They can call in and let us know their experience with maybe if they're going through a pregnancy or if they've already gone through a pregnancy and some of the things that we have spoken about on this podcast today.
Yeah, and maybe like advice with animals, of getting them.
Yeah, maybe advice on animals or maybe self-care or maybe how to adjust.
Top advice.
I say, listen, in life there's so many adjustments that you have to make in various stages of your life. Hence the reason why we pretty much have this podcast to talk about the adjustments and the changes that you have to make. And a lot of the people that are listening that love our podcast are making those changes and they want to make those changes, maybe haven't yet.
Yeah. All right. So the Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414.
Please give us a call, guys, so that we may feature you on the next episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. Honey, really quickly, I've been getting so many DMs that people like love the podcast, but they're really just getting around to it. We're going on our second year of recording. We're building that foundation of a very requested listening or very requested podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes
people are just finding out.
Sometimes it just takes time. You know what I mean? And I think I've been seeing that a lot too on social media and people sending me a lot of messages.
I can't believe you guys have a podcast. Oh my God. It's so inspirational. It's self-care, self-love. I'm not going to say do it yourself, but it's definitely not
DIY.
It's not DIY.
We are not DIYers.
But overcoming obstacles, and it's a light listen, guys. It's a positive listen. It will make you smile, you know.
It's a great listen for like if you're going on a walk or doing cardio and just something to continue to improve yourself. Like to improve yourself mentally while you're improving yourself physically. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what is it called? Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, two birds. There you go, honey. Listen,
I can't believe I even figured that out.
Yeah, you fought through pregnancy brain with that one.
I realized that was a really hard.
To give us the mic drop of two birds.
That wasn't even that good, but it was really hard to get
that out.
It was
really good for you, honey.
So that hotline, one more time, is 732-898-0414. And you can call in with all your pregnancy-related questions or even just topics you want us to talk about or go over with self-improvement, and you might hear yourself.
Yeah, and even previous episodes that you guys might be new to Here's the Sitch, and you just want to recap or go over things. We love, you know, hearing what you guys have to say, and we love, featuring you guys.
So do you want to go to the caller since we have some?
Yeah, let's go to the callers. Let's see what the subscribers and fans have to say.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, this is Christopher from Chicago, Illinois. Wanted to ask, Mike, I just saw the episode of Double Shot at Love, and then I noticed you guys are celebrating graduation from your vacation, per se, but I want to know what exactly was going through your mind. I know you've had a couple years under your belt of sobriety, you know, and you got this partying going around, this craziness. What goes through your mind? I also want to give a recommendation for an album to listen to. Got Good Positive Things, Double or Nothing by Big Sean. Such a great album to listen to while you work out. Maybe to recommend that for Mike. And I would like to know what's your guys' favorite movie right now. Maybe what's your favorite artist as well. or what book you guys recommend that you might have read out there?
Yeah, you know what? I have such a great foundation in sobriety. I've just celebrated 5 years clean and sober, being my best self right now, living my best life and teaching others to really do the same. So I have so many tools that are in my tool belt that I can refer to when I go in those situations where I might be on stage or I might be at a club or I might be in front of people that are drinking. First and foremost, guys, that particular lifestyle is not really a sustainable lifestyle, especially in my profession. All the most successful people in entertainment that have been doing it big for decades, you know, at the top of their field, they are all sober. Okay, it's just not a sustainable life to drink and take substances. You're just not going to be on top of your game. Okay, if life is a product of your decisions, how can you make those decisions intoxicated? I know I probably just blew your mind with all those cool little sayings just now, but they really are true. So me going into situations when I'm 5 years clean and sober, I know to stay in my lane and run my own race. I know that being my best self at a bar or at a club or at a social event, I'm killing the game being sober, and maybe someone that I'm talking to maybe thinking that they're killing the game on maybe alcohol or substance where actually they're not. They're not looking good. Their face might be flush and red. They're not putting their sentences together. And guess what? The next day when I wake up at 7 a.m. and hit the gym, guess what they're doing? They're sleeping in. And it might take them, depending on how old they are, if they're in their 20s, maybe they'll recover quicker. But if you're in your 30s and maybe closer to 40, it's going to take you probably 2 to 5 days to recover from that small little bender. And just in life, you know, my baseline is always on the incline. I'm always seeking progress. And when you mess with that, with substances and alcohol, your baseline looks like a heartbeat. Okay. You know, it's up and down and up and down. And it's very hard to get progress and inches of progress in life in various areas of your life, whether mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. So the life that I have found, although I have found it, you know, through trial and error, everything happens for a reason. I am my best self because of some of the mistakes that I have made. I have manned up and I've turned those L's into lessons. And now I'm sort of teaching others that you, even if you fall to the ground and you think that you may not be able to get up, I'm letting people know that you can get up. I'm letting people know that the comeback is greater than the setback and that tough times don't last, but tough people do. And in fact, we didn't come this far to come this far. Mic drop. Anyways, I think I just answered that very, very articulately to Chris, but he wants to know what we've been watching lately. And the wife has been watching, was it Your Honor, honey?
Yeah, I'm watching Your Honor.
Oh my God, I just saw Pregnancy Brain in action.
I don't remember anything.
My wife's eyes just like flicked up. So so cute. But we've been watching the new series, Your Honor. I think, and I don't want to say it, and he's probably not listening right now, but Vincent Guadagnino put us on to that.
Oh, I was like, Bryan Cranston is definitely not listening.
I will say that Bryan Cranston probably isn't listening, but Bryan Cranston definitely knows who the situation is.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and here's another thing. I got to put the ego down because that was a statement from my
no,
ego.
No, but I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston is so amazing.
But what are you thinking of, Your Honor, honey? We saw the newest episode last night.
So that's the thing. We were talking to Vinny about it yesterday when he was here because he had suggested it. And I'm like, listen, I like the show. It is a little slow. Is there a lot of action happening? No, it's not an action show, which is okay.
I think it's starting to pick up though right now.
But the best part about it is watching Bryan Cranston do his Bryan Cranston thing.
Yeah.
Because only he can be these manipulative, smart, intelligent characters.
Conniving.
He just has a way about him. So when he starts going down the road and you're like, oh my God, it's very reminiscent of the Breaking Bad character. Of just like that manipulation of people and
yeah.
very, but in a very methodical way, mm-hmm. you really don't see that a lot. Yeah. So it's a good show. It's a good show based off him being in it, yeah. I think. If anyone else was in it, I wouldn't be into it.
So that's the TV series that we are watching right now. The movie that I just watched, I'd have to say, is Tenet. I believe it's with... it's a Christopher Nolan flick, and I'm a big fan of his flicks. Dark Knight, Inception. I love the music. It's a very confusing flick, though. I watched it like 5 times. I believe it's about time travel. But I'm definitely a big fan of it. So, and are we reading any books right now, honey? Are you reading anything?
I mean, not at the moment.
No?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. All right. So that's what's happening here. The most recent series is Your Honor on Showtime. We just watched Tenet with Pattinson and Washington. That's actually Denzel's son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. But I noticed it and I told somebody, I'm like, you know what? His mannerisms are very similar to Denzel. And they're like, that's his son. I was like, damn. All right. He's killing the game. All right. Big shout out to Tenet and Your Honor. And I think we have time for one more caller, honey.
Hey, Mike and Lawrence. This is Amanda from Nashville. I just wanted to, call because my daughter, I think between you and her, Mike, are probably the only two people that I've ever heard of being so obsessed with Funfetti's. And maybe it's not new to the market, but it was certainly new to me. But I had gone to the grocery store the other day, and I saw Funfetti's pancake mix, and I just wanted to say, might want to implement that in your cheat day because it is something to talk about. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Funfetti has been in the game for quite some time. Shout out to Pillsbury. I've definitely helped put that flavor on the map for sure. It's one of my favorite cakes and one of my favorite flavorings. That's why when I did our protein company or our nutritional company, Brotrition, and we came out with Brotein, our most popular flavor was Brofetti. We were thinking about calling it Confetti's, but we decided to go with Brofetti. It's one of our popular flavors. It tastes, you know, amazing, sprinkles in it and all. And definitely on my cheat day, we would definitely have some pancakes. We would even make,
Yeah, we made pancakes with the Brotein.
Yeah, in it. Yeah.
Brofetti.
And we did it on Jersey Shore.
And it was really good. Yeah. It was really good.
Exactly.
Like, I might have to make them after this.
Exactly. Hence why I'm about to go to the gym, right, guys? The lifestyle's been a GTL. We're going to have to finish up right here. Thank you guys so much for listening to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Bye, guys. Stay healthy and stay safe.